Fort Frances's own Cassandra Starr Armstrong is 10 years old. She's already made a name for herself here in the Borderland. You may have seen her as a part of local musical theater productions. She's never shied away from lending her vocal talents when it comes to singing at special events in our area. She's even shared an original song or two with us here at 93.1 The Border that we've been excited to play over the years. You also may know Cassandra from her YouTube videos, where she's been reading picture books and stories for young kids to enjoy as we all continue to stick closer to home these days. Now, through these YouTube videos, Cassandra has received a lot of attention and made some amazing connections with the authors of some of these stories that she's been reading online. One such connection is leading to some really exciting stuff, and we're very happy to have Cassandra on the phone to chat with us for a few minutes all about this. Hi, Cassandra. Now, can you tell us a little bit about how your online story reading is connected to a new song that you're now a part of?
Yes, sure. So, as most of you know, I started my very own virtual story time when the pandemic began last March. And we always gave credit and take the authors and illustrators, and many of them reached out to us, actually. And on my 89th story called Welcome to the Symphony, the author Kaylin Sloan messaged us, saying really nice things about how I presented her book, and she kept in touch with us. We didn't know she was also a music composer, and when she found out I could sing, she asked me to sing her special song called Give Love, and of course I said yes.
I mean, it is really amazing how technology can keep us connected from all different points of the world, especially at a time like this. There are some pretty big names in the world of entertainment who are attached to this Give Love song. Can you tell me about some of them?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh my goodness, it was such a big surprise when I found out I would be singing along with some very talented people. And some of them are actually Broadway stars too. And Dan Michikay helped me, and he's the director of Wicked in New York. Also, Kara Lindsay plays Glinda on Wicked, and Catherine Allison is in Aladdin and Anila too. I was so excited when we all met on Zoom together. They are so kind. It made me feel like I was an important part of their team. It was an honor I will never forget.
Well, you know what? I think it is, it's incredible that you're sort of making a name for yourself with people of that company. I think it's just the very beginning. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're planning as far as future projects that you might be working on with Carolyn Sloan?
Well, actually, I just had another meeting with Carolyn yesterday, and we are starting to work on more songs together, and we are also planning some fun things for her new web series called Teach Me TV, which is coming soon, and she is the sweetest lady who I really look up to. And I just know we are always going to be connected now.
You've got just such a wonderful attitude. You've got such a wonderful approach to some of these amazing things that are happening in your life, Cassandra. The song has received some airplay on radio stations in the U.S., right?
Yes, it has.
Cassandra, I think this is just the beginning. Thank you so very much for your time and all the best. And let's hope that there's a lot more success coming your way.
Yes, let's hope. Nice talking to you, Jonathan.